Hickory, North Carolina is alive with Talk About the Dead. www.hauntedhickory.com is celebrating the paranormal October 3rd and 4th with classes and lectures by Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence on True TV, Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave, Tim and Trish Yancey plus Jason Gowan from Encounters Paranormal Radio, Nathan Spoonover of The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, Stephen LaChance from Discovery Channel's The Haunting, and Shannon Sylvia of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters International. Plus, vendors, a hearse contest, and much more. Participate in a live ghost hunt in the haunted west wing of the Hickory Salt Lock. Haunted Hickory in Hickory, North Carolina, October 3rd and 4th. www.hauntedhickory.com. Make plans to attend. Now.
Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Phantom Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun. We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kid show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.laghosts.com. That's www.laghosts.com.
now in paperback, Jeffrey Knight's best-selling book, The Tooth Fairy is Real. Compelling information, says Jack B. Nimble of Humpty Dumpty Magazine. A must-own for any Tooth Fairy enthusiast. Patrick DeWorm, ABC Street. And Barney raves,
I love The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy is Real by Jeffrey Knight. Not in stores.
Listening to Ghostly Talk.
Tim Wood of LiveSciFi.tv was founded in San Francisco, California in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
They provide online, live, interactive, paranormal, sci-fi based content. They currently are proud to broadcast in the serve. Oh, I'm sorry, I just looked at that.
In you sound just like us. This is paranormal. Great.
I know.
I'll just blame the gum. And Encounters radio series.
Yeah, good friends of ours.
Good series. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On our website. I'll finish that sentence after I did it. In Search of the Paranormal. Since its inception, has been a success due to its revolutionary, live, interactive approach towards paranormal investigations.
Yes, and with that, we'd like to welcome Tim Wood to the show. Again, the website is www.livesci-fi.tv. Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
No, it's great to have you here finally. I guess we should just start with the obvious. There's a lot of paranormal type radio shows and entertainment medias and stuff like that out there, and all these different groups that are doing their things. This is more, the one thing I noticed from the bio is that it's interactive. And I was curious about that. When you say interactive concerning, especially In Search of the Paranormal, what does that encompass?
It basically encompasses having, our viewers interact with investigators on different facets, during the investigation. And, we just try, to really take the investigation home, basically to the viewers that are watching the show. And we really make them, we call them investigators as well, whether they're, first time watching the show or it's somebody else, one of our viewers, has been on since we started out. So, whatever, the viewers are really, the investigators on the show.
So, yeah.
And they capture audio and, they do amazing things. And, there's nothing like, having, a bunch of eyeballs, extra eyeballs watching, the cameras and the head cams and the thermal footage, it really helps us out a lot in the places that we go to.
So, you guys are out there doing this work, but people can chime in, though, and give their two cents on this thing. And that's where the interactive thing comes from, then.
That's really neat.
Yeah, and that really is the next frontier. We wouldn't let people come in and help us with this show at all. We run this thing because it's ours.
Not really.
No, in all reality.
We absolutely can.
Impossible. That's what we have email for. You just email us, and then we do what you say. And, it's a bit of a slower process, I guess.
But it works.
But it works.
Still working
for us.
On ways to keep me out of the building.
he got by the Dobermans.
Now, LiveSciFi.tv. I mean, now this is the whole umbrella of the whole thing. Is you have In Search of the Paranormal, Encounters radio series also, which Encounters, they're really good friends of ours, Tim and Trish and Mr. Gowan down there. We've been friends with those guys for years. So good move on getting them on there. They're really
great. They're great. They're great people.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Go ahead.
In Search of the Paranormal is kind of like our own, homegrown product, so to speak. So that's kind of that's our bread and butter, so to speak. It's kind of our own show that we, develop, and we're still, constantly, working on new things to make it better, for the people that watch it and, participate in it.
Yeah.
So what's been your favorite thing that it's taken you to? What really reminds you of it? What encapsulates the heart of LiveSciFi.tv to you?
Just having, new people watch the show and just going to, new places and meeting, new people that have watched, the show. And, it's really, we just, my approach to investigations, since I can remember as I've been here, my idea is no greater than the other person's idea,
mm-hmm.
or what we do. So, we try to, really, focus on doing new things on the investigations. And just, it's all a process of finding out what works and doesn't work. So it's all, trial and error, so to speak. But, we've done, a lot of great things, and we've done, some not so great things. But, it's just all about learning, and keep on, going forward.
Interesting, and the technology around it was that a huge challenge? Because already when you go out on just a regular ghost hunt that's not on livesci-fi.tv, you've got your cameras, your recorders, your audio, your flashlights, and of course all the batteries die within a few minutes, and it's like you've got challenges anyway, but then you've compounded that.
Yeah, it's, I like challenges. I'm never a person to steer away from challenges, and, everybody in the group and everybody that's affiliated, with the site, it's all about, trying to, pretty much handle, the challenges. Every place that we go to, whether it's, on the investigation side or on the broadcast side, has challenges. So, we've been doing it for almost 2 years now, and we've learned a lot in the past 2 years. Both on, I can say that, on the investigation side, I've grown, exponentially, just over the process of, doing the shows, because you get a lot of feedback, from the people during the show and after the show of what you either can do or what you did wrong, and it's just, it's a huge. Huge growth process. So, every place, whether it's on the investigation side or on the broadcast side, has its own challenges. So it's a lot of fun.
I know that you announce new shows, new live sci-fi.tvs, when you on the MySpace. Right, because I subscribe.
Oh, you subscribe? Okay.
Or it comes up in those bulletins, right? Mm-hmm. But now I don't sign on to MySpace that often anymore. But I did see it, and you announced them. Is there like a regular schedule, or how do people get to it?
Yeah, we basically do shows investigations every Tuesday and Saturday night. This upcoming. We call it a season because we took 2 weeks off. We're starting, we're going to have an East Coast, kind of like an all-star team. We're going to be traveling out, doing shows out on the East Coast with a totally different cast, or investigator cast than what we have in California.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be traveling around, going to various locations starting in October with some really well, really well-known and really good investigators, people that I've looked up to for a while, and people that are doing great stuff in the field. So it's going to be exciting. But in terms of what we do here in California, we pretty much every Tuesday and Saturday night we have our investigations.
Excellent. And how about paranormal phenomena? What really sticks out in your mind? Like both something that you experienced maybe, and then also something that a viewer sent in and said, "Hey, what was that?" Does anything really stick out paranormally?
Yeah, we had a case up in the Gold Country, which is still ongoing. But the homeowner reports of seeing shadow people walk around the property at night, and we were actually out there, with a thermal camera, and we were, streaming it live, and it's kind of funny because right before, one of the other investigators and I were out there, and we were talking about, oh, it would be great if they actually saw, one of these things walking around out here, and sure enough, probably about a minute later, caught this, pretty much an apparition on the thermal camera, just walking, like pretty much just materialized out of nowhere. And then just vanished into nowhere. And it lasted for about 10 seconds on the thermal camera.
Wow. You
kind of, replicate it and, couldn't really figure out how, a human or, you know, could actually give off that type of heat signature. So that was, you know, pretty cool when you actually get stuff, you know, live, you know, as it's happening. You have people texting and, you know, going crazy and stuff like that. So, and lots of times, you know, it's, you know, we'll do the show and the people just send in, you know, like recorded footage from the from the show, and it'll be, you know, and it's great, you know, having that because, I mean, as you know, when you go out to an investigation, you know, it's just hours and hours and hours and hours of footage. So if you have, you know, people out there, you know, actively participating in it and actually, you know, sending you clips and stuff like that for you to review, it really cuts back, you know, on what you know, you have to do, you know. So it's just amazing, you know, some of the people that, you know, that watch the show, how, you know, they are, you know, how much of an active role they take in you know, coming through this stuff.
Wow. What about, do you have any stories about the interactions between the investigators on the show? Are they, has that grown stronger? Has anybody started getting on your nerves? I mean, how, whenever you have a group of people, as we know, we're in the ghost hunting community after all, there's often tensions and drama, et cetera, but sometimes it goes the other way and there's good stories where, oh my gosh, these people, they hooked up at a ghost hunting thing, and then all of a sudden they're best friends now. You know, I mean, there's been all over the map. What about in your investigative crew?
Well, you know, it's been all over the map. You know, I'm not, you know, every group has issues. You know, and what we do is, I mean, we don't really we're not like, I don't call us an investigative paranormal group. You know, the website, pretty much, what we do is we have people, investigators that come in, that we, you know, have, or that I have worked with in the past, and we have them come on and do the show. We have a few regulars, but we actually have, you know, we take people from outside groups in California and plug them into the team. I always think it's good, you know, to work with, you know, with different people. You know, always, you know, you get, it's just a constant exchange of new ideas and investigative styles, you know. And,
So having your own cult-like group where you don't let anybody come in whatsoever is not the right thing to do, huh, Tim?
I don't, you know, I don't think, you know, for me personally, that would not be the way to go. You know, but everybody has their own style, and, you know, I can't say that my style is any better than anybody else's, but.
That's
you
what
know,
I do. No one can step foot on my property.
mine. No, actually, I find that to be true. I get a lot of great ideas when I'm out and about at a haunted bed and breakfast, and there's other people there, and they're like, oh, we're going to try this tonight. Oh, well, I never thought of that. That sounds fantastic. Or you know, you're exchanging stories at a conference, and someone's like, so we did this, and they describe a scenario. You're like, why didn't I ever think of trying that? You know, I just don't have any imagination left, and that's why bringing in folks from all around the area is a great idea. I think, Tim, I think that's a great idea. Has anybody, like, okay, I'm going to give up a secret,
uh-oh,
right, of ghostly talk, and one of them is...
What's that?
We have secrets.
You didn't clear this. You didn't send a memo on this
it's
one.
It's not a secret. Well, it's a secret, because I guess...
Well, not anymore after you say it.
But sometimes you get a guest that just is rather difficult to talk to, and because they're either nervous or distracted or, you know, whatever, it happens. I mean, you get so many guests, and sometimes you get someone who's difficult to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Well, or they're used to, a lot of people are used to the question-answer format, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to grill. But the thing is we try to adapt to that. What about a guest or an investigator comes on, and they're just like, all shaken up? I mean, did you ever get anything like that, or does everybody seem to fit in?
Well, I mean, the thing is we don't have, what we do is we don't have camera crews. The investigators are the camera crews. And we try to eliminate or cut out all outside, you know, contamination or, you know, inside contamination. So we really limit, you know, who we have come out. We don't have, you know, a camera crew. And we try to make the approach, you know, as easy on investigators as possible. So, you know, we use head cams and stuff like that to capture things that are line of sight. But, you know, I think that actually cuts down. You know, it makes it, using a head camera as opposed to an actual camera person, I think it, you know, makes it a lot easier on the investigator. You know, it just makes them feel like they're doing their thing. You know, it's not like you have somebody with a camera right up in your face, you know, all the time. And that's not really where the camera should be in the first place.
Yeah.
It should be on, you know, your surroundings.
I got a comment on that because, well, no, I agree 100%.
But Tim, also, you don't get any dude run moments because,
well,
you know.
I was just going to say, it's really
part of dude run is that, you know, Brian and the camera guy or whatever, you know, that's who he's talking to. Dude run, and he's talking to the crew. Right?
Dude run! That's how he said it.
So if you don't have a crew. Mm-hmm. You don't have a crew to scare the wits out of, and then
well, they're on their own, in my opinion. If I'm going to go, they're on their own. They got to get out themselves. I can really care less. No, chances are, I don't know these people anyways. I don't really care about.
So
them
if you're ever go swimming with Tim and you run away, it's up to Tim to get out.
Yeah.
Because the ghost is going to get him, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I was
you're
gonna
not
going to
warn Tim at all, right? You'll be like,
no,
I'm just running. You can do whatever you want.
Next time I'm going to run and I'm going to trip Scott.
Well, no, I just found, I've always found that funny about a lot, you know, and again, you know, I'm not slapping anybody in the face here as far as TV shows are concerned and stuff like that, but there is always that element, like, you know, there's this whole thing going on, did you hear that, you know, and then there's this whole scene going on, and I'm like, dude, there's a camera right next to you, man, you know, I mean, come on, I mean, you're being filmed, for God's sake, and I know that's what reality TV is, right, but okay, you know, when you actually have the head cam going, right, that's a whole different story. I mean, that's pretty much you're experiencing what is going, you know, that's what this person's experiencing. You don't want to put one on me because they would just be filth the whole, I mean, you don't want to hear what I'm saying when I'm walking through. This place is gross.
You'll see
naked
guy anatomy in the bathroom. Anatomy part.
That would be me.
Start with B.
Yeah. I'd be that person to, like, go to the bathroom with the thing, you know, go to the, you know, the urinal thing and be like, oh, you know, and then, of course, you look down.
And you're like,
yeah, the small truth is known. Here we go. Fine. Now I'm gone. No, but it
should have turned that camera off.
I think that's really where it's going, and I know it's been tried on, you know, the bigger networks and stuff. They've done something similar to, you know, stuff similar to this, but to really dedicate your time to something like this, to really get people involved, I think that's really great. Because some people can't get out, you know, as much as they want to, like us. Yeah. We want to get out as much as possible. And I think it's good, you know, to keep people where you can learn, where you can maybe help people out. I mean, there's all these things going on. It's a really great thing.
Yeah. Like a lot of the, you know, the private, you know, residences that we do, Their main concern, you know, a lot of them are, is just, you know, to get their story told, you know, and capture the evidence. Like the case up in the Gold Country, you know, she was just ecstatic, you know, when we were able to capture it. And, you know, just it's providing pretty much a platform for other, you know, people who might be experiencing, you know, phenomena like that, for them to, you know, just, you know, share it with other people where they didn't have a place to share it and, you know, have it properly documented.
Well, that's what it's all about, is sharing. I think that's the biggest part about all this stuff. And I think that's something that needs to start getting pushed out there a lot more nowadays in this field, is the sharing aspect. I know that's what we push here big time, is to go out there and share your information. The show is shared freely. We can't say that enough.
Yeah.
It's all been free.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it's free. You know, big deal. Because we believe in sharing this information, getting it out there as much as possible.
Even your parts, Keith.
Your we parts share that, too. I know you're under contract, Keith, but sorry. You have to deal with it, okay, man?
I'm going to have to charge you one penny for each additional minute. Unfortunately,
and every time you say the word kiss, Gene Simmons gets $1,000.
I'm sorry.
There you go. See, now, $1,000 out of the bank for us. No, but that's sharing is the big thing, Tim, and that's why I think this project you guys are working on is really great, and it's getting this out there to people. And the best part is it is interactive. It's getting people involved. And that's really what this, you know, we always say, go out there, do stuff, get involved, do these things, go to conferences. And this is just another facet of to do that thing. I think,
which
it's
is fantastic. I mean, it's another thing that's what I wanted 7 years ago or 6 plus years ago when we did Ghostly Talk. I wanted multimedia. I wanted rich content. I wanted things that were not available when everything was, you know, 56K modem. Mm-hmm. And now we've all got, you know, cable and DSL.
Satellite
and all that. Yep. And this stuff is possible. And this is why it's awesome. Because of people like Tim and LiveSciFi.tv and, of course, you know, all the radio shows. And it's just incredible compared to just half a decade ago.
Yep.
This is what I was looking for.
Exactly. We only got a couple minutes left, Tim. Upcoming events. What do you guys got coming up here? Anything new?
We're going to be traveling out to Bobby Mackey's in Kentucky.
Bobby Mackey's Music World or something, isn't it? And it's a haunted bar. Mm-hmm. We went to the girl who supposedly was thrown in the well or something in the basement? I went to her gravesite.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Sean Burth of Ghost Man and Demon Hunter took me to her gravesite. We took pictures. We put, I think that's the one where you put coins on or something on, and we did. And, it was, but we didn't get to the actual Bobby Mackey's Music World. We only went to the gravesite, so we were, what can we do?
Yeah.
But that's fascinating. It's a great trip for you guys.
Yeah, it's a great trip. We're going to be out there for 3 days, doing shows and doing investigations. And then the week after that, we're going to be going out to the Shanley Hotel actually all these ones that we're traveling back east, Shannon, Sylvia,
okay,
joining us. I don't know if you know Michael from KMPS.
Mm-hmm.
Be there.
Did you say that you said the Shanley? You said the Shanley Hotel, Tim?
Yes, the Shanley Hotel.
The Shanley. I just got an email from, I believe it's the same one, and I was going to mention this week. I got an email from the lady from there, and she sent an email out to everybody. They're having a haunted pajama paranormal overnight party there.
Oh, that sounds way fun.
Okay, that Doug, it awesome. Does sound, if it's fun, it's okay.
Oh my gosh, to me it sounds fun, but I sleep nude. You guys.
You're wearing a head camera.
I think Doug might want to invest in one of those things that would pop on
you. The waist cam?
No, not even that. Those artificial censored little squiggly things. You could just wear one.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah, the Shanley Hotel, we've talked to those guys before. And you guys, you said you're heading out there also.
Yeah, and then actually the day after that, after we do a show, they're going out to Rolling Hills to do another show.
Ah, yeah, Rolling Hills.
Out there. Yeah, that'll be my first time there, so I'm looking forward to that.
And we were just there, back in March? Yeah, I think it was March
or April.
Sure.
Yeah, March.
Yeah, great bunch of people out there. Really,
they're
wonderful
trying to
people.
Fix it up. It's all great because it's all going to go into there. Unfortunately,
this is
the end of our half
we
hour.
We got to go to break. Tim, don't leave us. Stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I butchered your website.
Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. It was good to have you, Tim.
LiveSciFi.tv.
Yep, yeah, check that out.
You guys
really
have
cool.
to check it out.
And our buddies from Encounters are on there, too. So, you know, that means it's great because Encounters is a great show. Tim's our buddy and all that good stuff. In the meantime, though, we're going to go to break. We got a half an hour of some weird stuff we got to talk about. There's some things we need to discuss.
Excellent. And I'm looking forward to it because I don't have the itinerary.
Yeah.
Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Welcome to Paranormal News on Ghostly Talk Radio. Paranormal News is produced by Genesis Creations Entertainment. I'm your host, Bonnie Vance. Paranormal News is sponsored by the new ebook, Is My House Haunted? A Practical Guide. Have you ever asked yourself the question, is my house haunted? Looking for a do-it-yourself way to find the answers? This ebook walks you through all the basics. There are also forms that you can fill out to log the activity and your experiences. For more information, please go to www.sdparanormal.com and look for Is My House Haunted? A Practical Guide. Sir Sean Connery has been challenged to put his money where his mouth is after criticizing one of Edinburgh's top visitor attractions. The staff at the Real Mary King's Close were left stunned after the legendary Scottish film icon Sean Connery made some scathing comments on the attraction in his new book, Being a Scot. Owners were bemused at his description of the Royal Mile attraction, which has around 170,000 visitors a year, as a Disney-fied haunted house experience. They have now challenged Sir Sean, who is in Edinburgh, to launch his book at the Edinburgh International Book Festival to visit them and see for themselves. As an incentive, they have promised to pay out £1,000 to a charity of his choice if he is still unimpressed with what they offer visitors. If you were to come back as a ghost, who would you seek out for help? If you were a blue-collar ghost, you might seek out Jason and Grant, the famous plumbers from Ghost Hunters. What type of ghost would you be? Read more from Maisie Fernandez in her article titled Ghost Whispering is Easier with a Helper. Sci-Fi Ghost Hunters recently paid a visit to Theodore's Tavern in Springfield, Massachusetts. Spirits may not be confined to the bottles behind the bar at this downtown nightclub. If ghost hunters determine Theodore's is haunted, they don't think it will impact business for better or for worse. It'll just become part of the charm. Hopefully this is the last we hear on the Bigfoot hoax, but somehow I doubt it. Matt Whitten and Rick Dyer appeared on CNN to tell everyone it was a joke that got out of hand. Whitten's employer at the police department fired him. Here's a clip.
The sense all this was a big joke. It got into something way bigger than what it was supposed to be.
Matt Whitten and Rick Dyer say when they concocted their Bigfoot hoax, they had no idea Bigfoot would get legs like it did.
It started off as just some YouTube videos and a website. It got legs and ran. It got crazy. We're all about having fun.
Chief Jeff Turner says he's not laughing and has fired Whitten from the Clayton County Police Department.
Loud on that one. So the defense attorney laughed and said, so how do we know they're not lying now?
I don't believe it does affect my credibility at all because this is Bigfoot. It would be one thing if I came out and said that I had something else that is tangible or real. But right now, as far as I'm concerned, there is no real Bigfoot.
Whitney Dyer say Bigfoot was a Sasquatch costume they bought off the web and filled with possum roadkill and slaughterhouse leftovers.
We never intended to own it to go this far.
Prominent defense lawyer Steve Lister says Dyer and Whitney have committed no crime, but they've retained him.
There's been some threats made to them for both civil and criminal prosecution.
Did you start thinking, whoops, I'm lying, this isn't just a joke?
Well, we told 10 different stories. Everyone knew who lied.
For more information on these stories, please go to www.sdparanormal.com and the Paranormal News feed page. Don't forget, sign up for a free subscription to Paranormal News. Thanks for joining us today on Paranormal News. If you'd like to sponsor or advertise on Paranormal News, please send us an email at parax.news@aol.com. You can listen to Paranormal News on Ghostly Talk Radio at www.ghostlytalk.com. Please check out their other fine shows. Or you can join us at paranormalnews.mypodcast.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Bonnie Vance.
The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
Ooh. Wow. That was a fast fade.
I did a fast fade.
I got totally clobbered before going into the break. I got just... Doug just blew me out. He just shot me down. No, that's all right.
I prefer more. To be.
Yeah.
So you have a long drive.
All right, let's do that. All right.
Nice and
that's a cool rip. Bring it up. We got 16 seconds left on that. We got to fill time here anyways.
Who's that?
Hardwire.
Really?
Cool band. I actually mentioned them last week. Guys from Hardwire, Mike Marsh, who did the film Death of a Ghost Hunter. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Check that out if you haven't had a chance. I watched this film about a week and a half ago, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Mike Marsh plays in a band called Hardwire, and their website is hardwirecentral.com. I'm pretty sure. If not, go to the Ghostly Talk site. Bottom left pane on the website, all the music that's played on our show, all independent music that's played on our show, you'll see Hardwire there. It's already linked. Click on that link. It'll take you right to their website. Check that out. Good guys. Check them out. Really good music. Yeah, we got some time just to chill here. It's just one of those nights, the way it worked out logistically. I don't really know what we want to talk about. I mentioned before the break about the haunted pajama jammy overnight party.
Yeah.
Am I going to take hits for saying this is corny?
Why?
I like it.
You like a pajama jammy party?
Any reason to wear pajamas? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
So we got two for and one against.
To be honest with you, I don't even wear pajamas when I sleep.
I don't either. I sleep au naturel.
I didn't want to know about your private habits. I'm just asking you a
question.
Well,
not when we're on trips, when we're at conferences and stuff like that.
It only matters if you're spooky.
But
well, no, I just thought, okay, I saw this email, and...
Leave it to me to take 2 minutes.
This is going to suck. Please. This next 20 minutes is just going to suck. I know it is. Maybe I'm being... I'm quick to judge.
I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it sounds like fun. It's relatively...
It sounds to me like they're trying to be a little less a little less formal. More
and
informal.
That's cool. My opinion can be swayed like anybody's can. That's cool. I think that, you know, let's lay back a little bit here, and, you know, have fun and stuff. Because that really, that's what it comes down to. And I have to remember that sometimes. Sometimes I need to put myself in check. We're here to have fun.
Well, when, most ghost sightings or what have you are not during ghost investigation.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Fantastic
most
point.
Ghost sightings are during day-to-day life, and one thing people do is they get together and they hang out and they play
and when
cards.
He means hang out, he means hang
well,
out.
Yeah. If you're having a pajama party and most of the people sleep on au naturel, well then yeah, they're hanging out.
Yeah.
But they most people hang out. They watch a movie. They
no, the girls
they
all were
play cards.
Yeah.
They,
okay.
You know, and then, you know, ghost zooms in and people are like, what was that?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
It?
I would zoom in for that.
okay. All right. You guys made some interesting points. Okay. All right. I just saw that and I was kind of like, wow.
Our EVPs, when we got those EVPs.
Oh, very informal.
We're just hanging out.
Well, we were ghost hunting, though.
We were ghost hunting, but we were done with the, is anybody here? Does anyone want to talk to us? What year were you born?
Yeah.
That brings up an interesting...
We were just chatting.
I wouldn't say opinion, but an idea I've always had.
Yeah.
If I was a ghost, would I want to answer those types of questions? Or would I want to rather join in on a conversation?
Well, I'd roll my eyes and then I'd answer the question. Maybe go, God, that's such a stupid...
I would
what is your name?
Pull someone's pajama pants down and then, you know, have some fun with them.
He's going to be a...
Wow.
What are they, incubus or succubus? I don't know whichever one.
Oh, I don't know about incubus. I'm a prankster.
A prankster?
I either want to come back as a woman's bicycle seat or...
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Everyone's getting wedgies from Keith.
You guys have...
haunting some kind of a... Well, I won't go
you guys back. Have raised some very good points. Okay, maybe I stand corrected on that. When I initially saw the email, I just kind of giggled about it because I was like, wow, you know, okay, and I guess I'm being judgmental, but there's, I've just seen a lot of pretty funny stuff here in the last year, in the landscape of the paranormal. I'm not going to hold back on this. Deal with it, okay? I've seen some pretty hilarious stuff, from the ridiculous MySpace pages to, you know, just to
okay, stuff, now right? There, I can agree with you.
Okay.
There are some ridiculous
things. And I think we've talked about this in the past, and the whole rock star type mentality, you know, the rock star type mentality thing.
When
we all wear dark sunglasses and we all cross our arms over like we're guarding the president. And, you know, this stuff cracks me up. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. And I just saw that email and just kind of like put all that stuff together and said, God, this is even more funny. A bunch of people running around in their pajamas.
Yep.
You know, with you know, cameras and recorders and all this stuff. And it just made me laugh. But you guys actually raised some pretty good points about that, so I think I may stand corrected on that one. I don't think I'm going.
I'm probably not either. Where is it? It's in New York somewhere?
The Shanley Hotel. I don't know exactly right now, and I have a computer in front of me, so but I don't
I'm probably it. Not. I'm probably.
Well, let me just put this marvel of technology in front of me. You know,
let me actually.
You know, you are lazy when you don't want to go to Google, right?
I don't know. It's the kind of thing that I encourage innovation, right? Mm-hmm. I encourage people to get out there and do stuff. I encourage people to think and try different things. And this sounds like a different thing. It sounds innovative.
Yeah.
I don't suggest, you know, your ghost hunting group gets a phone call from a worried homeowner, and then you go, okay, we'll be out there. We're bringing popcorn and our pajamas. And, you know, that's probably not the time to do that. You know,
I don't know. I would.
But if...
this is why I, you know... I'm never invited back.
Well, he came over and he just, you know, crawled into bed. And, well, there you go.
I make people nervous.
I don't worry. It's not haunted. I don't get it. Yeah.
It's in New York. Nap. 20 minutes of dialogue for me to figure that one out, right? Excellent. It's in New York. No, so check it out. Okay, I pimp it. I'll pimp it for them. They have that, you know, go to the website is, you know, okay, in light of me being a jerk and making a stupid comment about that thing and making fun of it, shanleyhotel.com. Check it out. You might be interested in doing that.
How do you spell it?
Shanley hotel.com.
So it's like the Stanley, only it's the Shanley.
Makes you think, don't it? Anyways, let's move on. it's an interesting, it's a haunted hotel, though.
Okay.
Well, number one, to me, if you are going to get the most amount of evidence, you're going to need a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to generate interest, and you're going to have to try to come up with new ways to get new people involved. That, to me, that's percentage-wise and chance-wise, that's the best way to do it.
Well, simple that's what it is. It's right place, right time, right? Yep. And usually, if you're in the right place in the right time, usually you don't have your recorder running because, you know, you have an experience, you're like, oh, I wish I had my recorder going. But if you're all there in a haunted hopefully this place is haunted, and you're all there, and you all have recorders going, and you're filming everybody, you know, bending over with their, you know, plumber butts or whatever, because you're in pajamas plumber instead butts. Of actual...
Well, that's what I'm scared of here.
Yeah.
let's get to the bottom line.
Well, we know you don't sleep nude.
How do you know?
Because we've...
I don't sleep nude with you guys.
I must admit, I wasn't proud of the night sky. I was a little lonely.
Actually, you know what? You're looking at my pajamas right now, actually. Ironically enough, I'll probably be sleeping in these shorts tonight. That's just, I don't really just go to bed. I just kind of fall wherever.
Yep.
And that's it.
So, how was your night? I don't know. I slept on the kitchen floor.
I'll be making some ice water, and I'll pass out right there. You know, my body just tells me,
I was feeding the guinea pig, and he gnawed my finger off because I forgot to shut the cage.
I don't walk the dog. The dog walks me. I just fall wherever. No, exactly, right? But no, okay, fine. Again, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with the pajama all-night party.
Pajama-rama or whatever, yeah. I think
it depends on people, too. I mean, I'm the type of person, if I have plumber's crack going, I'm going to show it off.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah, people need to see that stuff every once
in a
while.
Well, good for you.
Just to know.
I'm amazed if people haven't seen my plumber's crack. Because I'm pretty famous for it.
Just that you wear a kilt, which there's nothing wrong with that. Keith is a proud. Did you almost wear? He almost came here in his kilt.
Yep. Ah,
almost did.
Many a MFPS show from back in the day.
Left me twirling on stage.
Yeah, Keith would show up in his kilt, and we were proud to have him there. You know, a part of our crew. But no, I've been a privy to your crack, and I've had.
You've been what?
I don't know if.
Shut
you
up.
You know that, but yes. It is, you know, if it just reminds you that, oh, yes, I have to buy a new belt. You know, I mean, anything, but, you know, sometimes you have to get exposed to that stuff.
Well, good. You know, okay, so the Shanley Hotel, we put our thumbs up to that thing. Very good.
I think it's a great idea.
All right, cool. All right, we'll run with that. I hope you just kind of see where I was coming from when I...
I think you knew when I started
to judge it really, really harshly.
Well, on the surface, it sounds like a silly idea. It does. You know, oh, a pajama party for ghost hunters, yeah, well, whatever. Well, but I think it's an interesting idea. It's a new twist.
And it's fun.
And they're thinking. It's fun. Yeah.
To me, it's all about fun nowadays.
And soon they're going to have, you know, some reality show. It'll be like Pajama Ghost.
Yeah, see, there you go. The Shanley people are onto something. What network can pick that one up that hasn't picked up a show yet? The Food Network. I'm still waiting for the Food Network to latch on to something.
Haunted food.
I'm waiting.
I can't wait until the Comedy Central people find
food
out.
We're a shoe-in for that. I don't know why they're not calling us yet.
Us or Encounters. But.
Sign us now! I'm on the floor kicking and screaming. Sign us! Get us the...
Actually, Ghostman and Demon Hunter. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Sorry about that coffee.
We can. It's all right. We can just...
The Ghostman, Sean B. On Comedy Central. I can totally imagine that.
I want to have a ghost show with... what's his name? Mind Freak and Gordon, the Hell's Kitchen dude, seen together.
That guy is awesome. I saw one show of that with my dad at his house one day. The Hell's Kitchen, Nightmares, whatever, and that show cracked me up. It was absolutely hilarious.
Wow.
Random news article. What do you guys think? We got a couple seconds
do
here.
Do you have a random
news
article?
I am prepared here.
Is it really random, though?
It's not
random
if you...
We can pretend it's random. Right?
Oh, okay.
Don't let the listening audience know that. It's a random news article. Let me see here. Here's one right here. This one actually...
Did that very officiously. You're like, here's one right here. Enter. Well, it's like the computer just picked it.
Well, this is a high... yeah. Like my finger... Like I have a planchette in front of me here, not a laptop. And
Which article is it?
Paranormal is Paramount at Library.
What?
I don't know. We'll find
what
out.
What library are we talking about?
We should give away tickets. You know,
is
that?
This like
you
want New York
to?
Library?
I think we need to give
away. Why don't we try that? I mean, we'll do that.
I'm going to go to Michigan.
I totally forgot about that. We only, you know, if we can do this like before 8 o'clock.
.gov/lottery.
What are you doing? Oh, what are you going to the lottery for? Guys, all right. We got time to do this. We got to do this right now. Okay, all right, let's do this. What are you looking at the lottery, for God's sake?
Oh, I didn't.
All right, we got to do this quick. I totally forgot about this, and I want to get it going, because we're really, really screwing this segment up. Anyways, first person to call in. We got the Mid-South Paranormal Convention tickets. First person to call in. What's the phone number, Doug? You're at the lottery website. Here, let's see who can get there fastest. Oh, look at this.
It looks like I do have to go to Ghostly Talk.
Oh, I'm there. Oh, it was a tie. Here, if you can call in, pull up the phone line, Doug. I'll take care of this one.
I have the phone line.
Okay, you got the phone line going. Okay, here we go. Call into the Ghostly Talk line right now within the next 10 minutes while we're bantering back and forth here at 605-475-8590. Again, that's 605-475-8590. Shut up, Keith. conference code is 555-1081. 555-1081. First person to call in for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention tickets. Let's get it. Let's knock it out. I want
to
get rid of these things.
Sounds good.
So let's do that. We got a couple minutes here. You got to do it before 8 o'clock. If we don't get it till if somebody doesn't call in before 8 o'clock,
they'll
we're
roll
done.
Over to the next.
No, they won't, because we got Rick Hayes coming on in a couple minutes, and I don't want to interrupt Rick Hayes this time.
That's true.
Okay, so there you go. So keep an eye on that, Doug, if you don't mind. Keep refreshing or whatever you're going to do with that thing.
If you do not call in, I will expose you to my plumber's crack. That is a promise.
No kidding. There you go. In the meantime, we had the paranormal news here at 7:30 with Bonnie.
Bonnie,
she did her thing. And here's one. I don't think it was on this one. I hope it wasn't on this one. We're in big trouble. But yeah, paranormal. Let's see here. Paranormal is paramount at library. Let's see. I was at home one night, up really late in my basement. I knew everyone in my house was asleep, but I thought I heard walking upstairs. When I went up to check, I could have sworn I saw something sitting on my couch, said the junior in LAS. Oh, we got a call coming in here. Doug, you want to pop this one on there? Bring the phone line up. Bring the phone line up.
Oh, good idea.
And you gotta put it in channel, too. You're doing good.
Got it.
All right, man. Let's see here. Hopefully this is an unknown number.
It's an unknown
yeah,
number.
Yeah, unknown.
So who just called in?
Are you're you on the line?
Yep.
Yeah, who is this?
Amanda. Yep, I called in for my brother.
You're calling in for your brother.
Excellent. Yeah.
Awesome. Where's your brother at?
Sleeping.
He's sleeping. You mean to tell me we're going to have to give you tickets to your brother, but he's sleeping right now?
Yeah. That's he works third shift. So.
Oh, he works third shift. Okay, you know what?
There we go.
Okay, so, all right,
I
tell you what. You were the
third shifter, so I know what it's like.
All right, well, here, what we're going to do, here's the problem we have right now, because usually we have your number on the caller ID, but we don't have it because it says unknown, and there's a little kid in the background.
That's so cute. What, yeah. Can you
do us a huge favor, Amanda, okay?
Yeah.
We have to, because we're going to need to get, we need to get a phone number to call you guys back at, okay?
So can you,
not on the air here. Not on the air.
Not on the air. Don't say anything. Don't say R on the air.
You're going to need to email us, okay? Just email.
Okay.
What's that? You there?
Beast Radio, can PM it to you. I'm in the chat room.
Oh, he's in the chat room. So there you go.
Oh, okay. So this is the Beast Radio people coming after us again.
Yay.
I love you guys. I want to listen, but I got to take a nap. I was like, I can't call.
Okay,
like
okay, all right. So
we're gonna have
what the hell's going on?
We're gonna have a pajama party at some haunted hotel with the Beast Radio people. Sometime.
Oh, we are. Okay,
and we're gonna have a
Can somebody on the other phone line here? Can we figure out some way to give me a phone number, whether it's the email or the chat room? Okay.
Oh yeah, either in the chat room or on the email. Send out the phone number. We'll give you a call after the show. Does that sound
cool? Is that cool?
Okay.
Will that work? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Send that over to us, and yeah, just like I said, in the chat room or something like that. We'll call you guys after the show. All right. Thank you very much. Congratulations, guys.
Yes, congratulations.
I don't even know who won, but okay.
Somebody won. But Amanda.
Amanda, congratulations. Yay, Amanda, yay.
Thank you.
Yay. All right, we'll talk to you guys. We'll talk to you guys later, okay?
All righty.
Thanks a lot. Be safe.
As the world burns.
That was a lot of fun.
Can we just please get to 8 o'clock? This is
No, that wasn't fun. That was,
admit it, it's
that
wrong.
Was totally awesome. You guys, nobody in Michigan won the Mega Millions, so I guess I have to continue doing the show with you guys. I don't have to run up to Lansing, so...
Oh, okay, that's great.
I know. He doesn't even care. Oh,
he's
man.
Like,
I'm going to announce a Michigan-wide.
Well, we saw a couple other numbers dropped in there also, but they weren't first. Sorry.
Right.
It's first come. Well, you know what? The people that didn't get it, we're going to be doing another one. Let's do it. We'll probably do another one next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So there's still, we still got several tickets to give away. So hang tight.
And it's coming up.
It's coming up
in like 2 weeks.
So I still have time to
pick
which one's speed dial.
Yeah, you got it, right, exactly. Yeah. It's coming up pretty quick here, so.
I don't know, I'll tell you the number later.
You're back on the lottery website, aren't you?
Shush, 605-475-8590. That's the number.
I'll email it to you, Keith.
Oh. Yes, to call into the show.
I think you were talking about the lottery again.
No. That's 21, 25, 26, 50, 51, and the Mega Ball was 22. Yes.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know either. I didn't make it up, though. It was on the...
Okay, I was talking about this news article.
Yeah,
we got a couple minutes here.
He heard walking upstairs.
Yeah, Junior and LAS. Cases like this may be few and far between, but there is a place on campus where the paranormal is paramount, and it's not one you'd expect. Through the month of August, the main library is the home exhibit of the paranormal and occult sciences. LAS must... There's no damn school here. Okay, anyways. According to the exhibit's website, the occult collection contains more than 16,000 items relating to occult sciences and parapsychology and was originally endowed by Mellon J. Merton J. Mandeville in 1966, a retiring professor of commerce. Not all the items that are part of the exhibit today were around when collection started.
He had an occult fetish.
No kidding.
Well, if you said Mellon, all I could think of was Rodney Dangerfield.
The exhibit...
Mellon.
The exhibit is everything X-Files, said Joanne Jacoby, former selector of Merton J. Mandeville collection. It includes works on paranormal phenomena, werewolves, the possibility of occult powers, witchcraft, astrology, and 19th century spiritualism, she said. And as the case is in the X-Files, items in the exhibit can be taken very seriously. I really wish they'd say what exact school this was here, though.
I don't even understand the article.
I'm reading it as it comes, or am I reading it wrong?
Does it?
No.
Did anything happen, or is it just a generic
article? They have 16,000 items related to the occult sciences there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. The ad itself,
I think, should have been
better written.
Did anything happen?
Jeez. It's like an ad. Like, oh, by the way.
I'm working with Siskel and Ebro.
I wish I had two more thumbs. I could give two thumbs.
I'm just like enlightening the public here, you know.
No, it wasn't you. It's just,
there was no action in that article.
It's because I wrote it and I suck at reading articles.
They displayed 16,000 items.
Not enough information and too many weird big names.
Yeah, that was it.
Well,
I didn't like the article at all. It depressed me.
I was not convinced.
If I hadn't just gotten evacuated from a hurricane, I would evacuate the building because of that article.
Ooh.
But I already got evacuated, so.
Do I hear a death match?
I'm more or less just waiting for you guys to babble back and forth till 8 o'clock. So you can
yeah. Oh, I was expecting you to answer me is what I was expecting. That didn't work. Okay. 16,000. Are we going to talk about the article or no?
No, we're fine. We can talk about whatever we want for a couple
minutes. Oh, thank heaven.
Congratulations to Amanda for getting tickets for the...
Awesome. Congratulations, Amanda, and your brother.
Congratulations, Amanda. Yeah, I'm glad Keith's here tonight, too.
Well, the thing is, we go to...
don't mind.
We go down to Mid-South Paranormal Convention in just a couple of weeks in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We're making the trip. From here, it's only a couple, 7 hours? Or
yeah,
6 hours.
7 or 8.
Depending on how fast you drive.
Well, with Bonnie, it's about 4 or 5 hours. Nice. And so we're going to drive down there. We're going to go to the Louisville, you know, Ghost Hunter Society convention, Mid-South. Mm-hmm. And we're premiering, of course, the comedy movie that we were in.
Yeah,
Close to premiere. Evidently, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, we've heard.
I don't know if I want to see it with everybody else, though.
I'm actually kind of... You know, I was thinking about that, too. We talked about the movie last week.
No, it's not that kind of a movie. It's a different kind of movie. You don't have to go into a little booth and put a quarter in.
My stomach growled, and I actually heard it over the...
Oh, wow. Is that what it was? Whoa. Oh, I thought you...
Because we only use the best gear here.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But I don't know if I want to see it with everybody else, because the problem is I was there for a lot of the filming and I wasn't there for some of the filming.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that when I start laughing, because I'm kind of loud, right? And if I start laughing and it will echo and reverberate, and I'll laugh at things that maybe aren't funny to other people because they weren't there, or that, and then what if I embarrass myself more than just having, you know, been in a particular scene in this movie, which is going to be quite embarrassing, but a lot of fun.
It's all in good.
Just go do it. Just go and howl my head off, right? Mm-hmm. Just go and... Okay.
There's a lot of worse things a person can do than laugh.
Well, that's true.
Why don't we go to break? It's like 8 o'clock here. I am... God, imagine that. It's 8 o'clock here.
Ding, ding. Oh, is that some kind of code for go to break? Okay.
How are we going to get through next week? How are we going to get through next week, man?
Bonnie and I aren't going to do right.
Just
there's going to be no break.
I'm afraid to push the button. What, are you on the right break and everything?
Yeah, I'm going to go and do that.
Yeah, why don't we, well, coming up here, actually, after on the other side of this break, is Mr. Rick Hayes. Shouldn't be a stranger here to our listeners and people out there listening to Ghostly Talk, wherever it may be. Looking forward to that. Rick's always fun to have here on the show, so we're going to do that here after the break. Doug, are you ready to go here now?
All set.
We'll be right back after this.
Miss a live broadcast? Feel free to download it direct from the on-demand archives at ghostlytalk.com.